ஸ்ரீ ரமண மகரிஷிஸ் 50th ஆராதனா இன் நியூயார்க் அண்ட் நோவஸ்கோஷியா ஆன் சண்டே மே 7 அட் தி ஹிந்து டெம்பிள் சொசைட்டி ஆஃப் நார்த் அமெரிக்கா கணேஷா டெம்பிள் இன் ஃப்ளஷிங் குவீன்ஸ் நியூயார்க் அருணாச்சல ஆசிரமா கொமமரேட்டட் த 50th ஆனிவர்சரி ஆஃப் த மகரிஷிஸ் மகா சமாதி. The Western calendar date for this event fell on April 14. The Tamil calendar date fell on May 1. But the New York Ashrama postponed the program on receiving the news that Sri V.S. Ramanan, president of Sri Ramana Ashramam, India, and his wife Susila would be arriving in the USA a few days prior to May 7th and would sanctify our function with their presence. The well-attended program began with the singing of Sri Ramana Maharishi's marital garland of letters led by Susila Ramanan, followed by welcoming remarks by Dennis Hattel, a 10-minute film titled The Last Days and Mahasamadhi of Sri Ramana Maharishi, a garland of images with music by M.S. Subbalakshmi was shown. Sri V.S. Ramanan then described the 50th Aradhana functions that took place at Sri Ramanashramam and Chennai a week earlier. He went on to elaborate in a very interesting manner the significance of the 50th anniversary of the Bhagarishi's Mahasamadhi. Also, with much emotion, he expressed his sadness at the absence of Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat and how sad he was to hear of his recent passing. Then his wife, Srimati Susila Ramanan, captured the minds and hearts of the devotees with her enchanting rendering of Saranagati Surrender. Srimati Raksha Vaidyanathan also sang a hymn from the Devi Mahatmyam with much feeling and skill. Then the large gathering sang as if with one voice Upadesasaram and Arunachala Pancharatnam. Ambassador Ram Lal Bhutani, a close friend of Arunachal Bhakta Bhagavat since 1949, then gave a talk remembering Arunachal Bhakta Bhagavat, which was not only moving but equally entertaining. He said, in April 1950, Bhagavadji sadly came to me and showed me the obituary of Sri Ramana Maharishi from the New York Times. He told how unfortunate I was unable to go to him while he tenanted his body and now he has shed his mortal frame. I said it was too bad that he had died. Bhagavadji rejoined, I did not say he had died. He is still present. He has simply shed his mortal frame. Ambassador Ram Lal's talk was certainly enjoyed by all. The function was concluded with Shiva Arati and the recitation of Nakarmana. Food had been prepared and was then served by a band of dedicated devotees. Nova Scotia Ashrama. Dr. Anil Sharma reports the 50th anniversary of Sri Ramana Maharishi's Mahasamadhi was observed on May 6, 2000. At Arunachala Ashrama in Bridgetown, NS, Canada. Approximately 30 devotees from various locations joined to bathe in the glory of Sri Bhagavan, whose light continues to inspire and illumine all who seek shelter at his feet. Shiva Puja was performed with one-pointed devotion by Dr. V. Sastri, who led the congregation in chanting the 108 names of Shiva, followed by the 100 names of Sri Bhagavan. Darlini Delisi Karamanas welcomed all and expressed warm words of praise for the utter and selfless devotion of the founder of Arunachala Ashrama, Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat, who was absorbed at the feet of his guru on April 10, 2000. Bhajans were sung, among others, Sri Michael Fahey, Srimati Ruth Kelly, Darlini and Alexey Karamanos and Sri Swaminathan Venkatraman, who graced the ashrama with his visit on his return trip to Madras. Excerpts from Sri Bhagavan's video, The Sage of Arunachala, were shown during the function. Prasad was served after the function thanks to the untiring efforts of Mrs. Lakshmi Raju and fellow devotees. Group pictures were taken in the temple with Sri Bhagavan's countenance illumining all, and with Sri Arunachal Bhakta Bhagavat sitting steadfastly at the feet of his guru, inspiring as before. After the prasad, John Karamanos played some cello selections as the devotees listened. Bhajans continued and Bhagavan's peace pervaded all.